Bilingual Benny Wets His Pants. I pick Jonas and Adam, exclaimed Benny as he scraped together a team for a soccer game during recess. Fine, I'll take Alex, if I have to, grunted Benny as he scurried towards midfield. Like always, the last person to get picked was Alex. The two teams battled it out like they did every day after lunch. Most of the time, Jonas and Benny handled the ball and didn't include the others. The ball hurtled towards Alex. Wanting to prove himself, he took a running start to slice into the ball and ended up flat on his back. Those girls' shoes finally gave up on you, ha! Shouted Adam. Go play with the little kids. We don't want you on our team anymore, threatened Benny. At the end of the day, Mrs. Hemway reminded the class, tomorrow is show and tell. Bring something that you want to share with the entire class. Benny planned to show the class some magic tricks. At home, he practiced for hours to prepare himself. In class the next day, Benny waited nervously at his desk. As he was waiting his turn, he felt something hairy crawling up his back. Benny jumped out of his desk as the tarantula crawled towards his stomach, and he let out a shrill cry like a newborn baby. As the tarantula jumped back to the ground, Alex quickly snatched it. The class burst into laughter. Diaper pants! What a baby! Benny had wet his pants. Benny ran out the door and hid in the bathroom, ashamed. He couldn't believe what had just happened. I am never coming back to school, he thought. His mom thought otherwise. While walking through the hallway, it seemed like everyone was whispering and pointing at him. In science class, Alex did his best to scare Benny into having another accident. This time, it didn't work. In art class, Elias made a diaper out of a paper mache and gave it to Benny. More baby and pants wetting jokes ensued. To make matters worse, it was water balloon dodgeball day in gym class. Benny wet himself. Ha! What a baby! Baby Benny, baby Benny, snickered Adam as he hurled them. Mrs. Hemway called me today and told me about the problems you are having at school, started Benny's mom. It's all Alex's fault. He put his spider on me. We're going to sort this out right now with Alex and his mom. Benny got scared as they pulled into this foreign-looking place. Is this where Alex lives? He wondered. A girl opened the door before they knocked. Alex's mom was in the kitchen with her hands full. Thank you for coming. Let me get Alex, she said. Everyone makes fun of me now because of your tarantula. Well, you started it. You humiliated me on the soccer field and even destroyed my only good shoes. Boys, I think we have all made some mistakes here. How about apologizing? After discussing it for a while, the boys got distracted. Super Spaceman is on TV! The boys took turns being Super Spaceman, ridding the world of evil and bratty little sisters. Benny never imagined that it could be this much fun to play with Alex. On the car ride home, Benny thought about how much harder Alex's life was than his. He didn't want to be picked on anymore and wanted to help other kids like Alex. He got to work. He asked his dad to make a huge wooden box. Benny helped keep them both cool. He asked his mom to bake some chocolate chip cookies. Benny did his best to help test the batter. He even convinced his little sis to paint a sign. In class, he gave all the students a special flyer which said, "Closed for cookies. Bring the clothes you don't wear and get some homemade cookies. The following day, his classmates eagerly lined up, each with a bag of clothes and shoes in hand. It was like they had completely forgotten about his pants wetting accident. The new best friends and their families came together to bring big smiles to families around their neighborhood.